And so the little girl reluctantly set out into the forest. At first, the sun shone through the treetops, but the deeper into the wood the little girl went, the more frightened she became. Strange noises surrounded her, thorns ripped at her dress, and the trees seemed to obscure the sunlight. And yet, she sometimes caught glimpses of a gentle, smiling face, which she assumed, correctly, was that of her guardian angel traveling alongside her, sometimes leading her.
Growing more and more tired, she walked on until evening came. Then she saw a tiny light burning in the distance, ran up to it at once, and came to a little hut.
Come, dear child, seat thyself on my little chair by the fire and warm thyself. I will fetch thee clear water if thou art thirsty, but here in the forest I have nothing for thee to eat but a couple of little roots, which thou must first scrape and boil.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you. I will scrape them clean. I have this piece of pancake and bread my mother gave me for my journey. Have you a pan I may use?
Yes, child. See if this will do, and wait for me here while I fetch some water.
But who is this kind, venerable old man with long white beard and hair? Something about him gives me peace.
Here, my child, I will rest while thou makes a bit of food.
And so the girl made a soup for them, and presently...
I am so hungry. Give me some of thy food.
Of course, dear man. Here.
And the girl gave him more than she kept for herself, but God's blessing was with her, so that she was satisfied.
My thanks, dear one. Now we will go to bed. I have, however, only one bed. Lay thyself in it. I will lie on the ground on the straw.
No, stay in thy own bed, for the straw is soft enough for me.
No, my child. I'm not so old that I cannot lift you. Come, into my bed you will go, and say your prayers.
Yes, I shall. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear Lord, watch over me this night, and watch over the dear old gentleman who has so helped me and... Oh, it's morning. Ah, how well I have slept here. But where's the old man? Old man! Old man! He must be outdoors fetching water again for our breakfast. And there he is. Old man, may he make for us again a breakfast?
Indeed, child. I will have water and more roots for you. But for now, go and play. Be at peace.
And so the girl did, wandering in a little cottage, picking flowers and humming.
Oh, what was that? Why, it's a girl about my age. Hello, do you live nearby?
Oh, near, but yet far. Not too far, mind you. I came to see if you'd like to play.
Yes, I should enjoy the company, and I would love to play.
Then come with me. I will show you the most beautiful flowers and the best streams for throwing pebbles.
And so the two girls spent the day in play until the old man called to the first little girl and asked her to come assist him with making their supper.
Shall I see you again?
Ah, yes. You will see me again this morning. I bid you good night.
Good night. What a dear friend she is, and I have this strange feeling that I know her, as if I've seen her somewhere before. I'm coming, old man! But please, sir, what may I call you?
Me? You may call me Joseph.
Joseph. Yes, Mr. Joseph. I'll begin to scrape those roots now.
And again, as before, the little girl made their meal, putting a bit of her pancake and cake into the broth. And they ate well, the little girl lying down to sleep once more, after offering to sleep on the floor on the old man's bed. And again the next day, as the day before, the little girl's new friend arrived in the morning, and the two spent a sun-filled day amidst the beautiful nearby streams and amongst the fragrant wildflowers. The little girl, in fact, picked a beautiful wildflower to give to the old man, as that wonderful day, which it seemed to stretch on peaceful and warm, began to fade and the shadows to lengthen. And at length the old man called the girl into the cottage, and she made their simple meal for them, giving the old man the flower.
And so it was. For 3 days, the little girl stayed in the tiny cottage in the forest, and then the old man turned to the little girl.
My child, the time has come.
The time, Mr. Joseph? The time for what?
The time has come for you to leave me and to return to your home.
To my home? Yes, my home. It seems like such a long time. though I know it has been but 3 days. It's been such a lovely, beautiful time. Oh dear, Mr. Joseph, I feel a bit of my heart breaking to part with you. I don't know why I should feel thus. Will I ever see you again, do you think?
My child, you shall see me again. I make you that promise.
Tell me, Mr. Joseph, is there a reason I should know you? I feel as if there is something familiar about you.
Dear one, you may know me, and others who know me. I am Saint Joseph, who cared for your Lord and mine, lo, those many years ago, during his brief time on earth. And my child, you shall see me again. But the next time you do so, it will be in heaven, which is all the more peaceful and beautiful than this forest land all about you.
But good Saint Joseph.
Child, I thank you for this beautiful flower, and know you will one day, before you know it, see it again when next we meet. And now it is time. Your friend will help you find your way, for there is an easier path than you have trod to find your way here. Now go. She waits outside the door for you, and may God's blessing go with you.
Thank you, dear Saint Joseph, and bless you as well.
And indeed,